What has happened? What blew in? Has something changed here in New York? It's what I've been thinking all week, listening to the voices of so many in Sandy's wake.
I'm sitting here in the dark, and I realize that I'm amongst this large community of people sitting in the dark.
100-year storm that we've had in the last 14 months, so take that where you will.
We're feeling very trapped. There's no way to get anywhere.
I've covered a lot of disasters far from New York, and, you know, I've had this thought just about every time. Why would you folks live here? Of course, I would never say it out loud, but I would almost always think it.
At the end of the day, I ain't running. We ain't running. My fellow people's around right now. We gonna hold it down, bro.
I didn't figure out somehow to take care of it so that I could stay in the area and be part of what's going on now.
This is my hood, and I'm staying right here. I want to see what happens.
Looking at the destroyed homes and neighborhoods built so near the flooding rivers, so fragile in the face of twisters, neighborhoods and cities so close to the beaches and shorelines, with all of the typhoons and hurricanes and now superstorms. Here's the thought. What do you expect living here? Tornado Alley or next to a levee or under a tree, a flood zone, wetland, fault line? Maybe you should have thought of that before you started building. Once took a geology class in college and my professor said that there is evidence of some catastrophic earthquake that occurred a few thousand years ago right in the center of North America, maybe a 10 or 11 pointer on the magnitude scale. Whoa, what happened? We asked. Not a lot, the professor said. Maybe some buffalo fell over. A few million bugs were killed. Nobody lived there. The catastrophe for the buffalo, of course, was all the people arriving. The bugs bounced back. And with our recent climate warming, bugs are finding our storm-prone era something of a tropical paradise. Once upon a time in New York, people yearned to get away from the water. Fifth Avenue, the most upscale street in Manhattan, is as far away from the water as you can get. Nobody wanted to be near the rivers or waterways. That's where you worked, where it was smelly and dirty. The sailor bars were over there. The right-off-the-boat tenements were over there. Who would want to live over there? Well, all that's changed. The water around New York is now a photo op, a great view. Everyone wants to live there.
This is the Hudson River. It's a beautiful day out.
Well, water in the form of Superstorm Sandy tapped the New York City skyline on the shoulder in a big way this week. It kneed New York in the stomach for thinking that the rules of the water don't matter. Sandy basically blew a national election away from the headlines for a time. It humbled an urban center of 13 million people and their fragile little systems of roadways.
Nobody can move anywhere because it's one big traffic jam.
And electricity.
We were actually hoping to walk around and find someplace that's open that's willing to let us charge our phones.
And data networks, delivery systems. The skyline didn't change, it just went dark. The people went away. Empty buildings. Vertical ghost towns. People without the means to communicate, to text, search, or watch the HDTV images of soggy meteorologists standing around in puddles shouting.
We're essentially inside the storm. This city is basically underwater. Water from the ocean, water from the bays, it is everywhere.
People who found other ways to reconnect. The old ways.
The blocks, they just put out power cords, they came out, do you need a shower, do you need a bathroom, do you need food?
With a few new twists, perhaps.
You know, everyone's got this drawer full of old MP3 players. Those things have radios in them. So we put batteries in our old MP3 players and headphones and gave them to some of our neighbors who had no access to a radio.
Well, in New York, a lot will be rethought in the recovery from this disaster. But one thing was not complicated this week.
The advantage of radio is its portability. You can listen to it in a car or on a bus, and so keep your eyes on the road.
The power of a voice to carry information through the air, antenna to antenna.
We're in the dark over here. We have no lights. Well, I just want to say you've been keeping us informed in New Jersey.
Call it old-fangled radio.
Today it's a crank-powered, battery-powered radio flashlight. That's essential.
Like the sturdy buffalo unfazed by those ancient earthquakes, radio does just fine. Radio becomes essential. Here at this radio station, once we switched on the generator after the power went out and fired up the antenna, we were back on the air. Radio, the medium that brings the world together when it's facing the elements. Indestructible, shielded like those old stone buildings on Fifth Avenue. Radio and the stories it tells. Something sure blew in, but radio isn't going anywhere.